Hey, 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 this is Asetka, and you're tuned in to Life's Real Podcast. Bing, 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 bing. That's my introduction. That's my introduction. That's what I'm going with, okay? Excuse me. I was actually in the middle of a smoking session with myself. This is part two of I Hate My Parents, Healing from Toxic Parental Figures. I want to first say thank you to everyone who tuned in to part one of this episode. This is part two. Episode one, part two. And it's taken a lot out of me to get to part two. I've gone through a series of healing processes, I'm going to say. Healing processes, I guess. Or healing stages. That's better. Healing stages. And I'm very proud of myself. I'm very, very, very proud of myself. I'm more humbled. I know my worth. I know my power, I know my strength, I know who I am now, because we're supposed to grow, we grow, and I've grown, and I'm very proud of myself. I want to talk about this dilemma that we have in our community that a lot of us don't necessarily touch on, and that's the toxic people in our lives, the toxic people who raise us. As I stated in part one, our parents and parental figures, the people that raise us, they weren't raised that way. They weren't born like that. They weren't born, you know, like that. They may have been raised like that, or something had to happen for them to become toxic. Toxicity runs deep within our generations, deep within our blood. It's we call it a generational curse. And it might as well be a generational curse because it's consistent. It's on a perpetual overlay. And the thing that we need to put on a perpetual overlay is love. That's the only energy that needs to be on a perpetual overlay. So a perpetual overlay is an energy or a source of infinite. It's infinity. There's no beginning and there's no end. It's an overlay. It's perpetual. It keeps going and going and going and going and going. So you see how I compare perpetual overlay to generational curses and how they continue to keep going and going and going and going. It's the same thing with toxicity. Child, I can't get my words together. But it's the same thing with toxic people. Okay. You know, when you experience something and it triggers you in a way, it changes you. Sometimes we don't know that it changes us, but it changes us. I work with mental health patients and a lot of their mental issues are not learning how to cope with what they've dealt with, what they've gone through, or with what triggered them to getting that mind space. And when you talk to them and you just sit there and you listen, they'll tell you, this happened to me, this happened to me, this happened to me, this happened to me. And what we may take with a grain of salt, somebody else may not be able to overcome. So now let's flip it. The things our parents have gone through, it may have triggered them in a way where they never learned, or they was never taught, or they never was coached, or they just didn't learn how to cope with it. So that pain stays there. It lingers. And it becomes a foundation. And then everything else throughout their life, their experiences and the things that they do is placed on top of that foundation. Now remember, that foundation is not built on love. It's not built on self-worth. It's not built on anything that is conducive to your development in nature. So you have that person, let's say they're filled up with all this garbage, because that's what it is garbage. And they have a baby. They pass that garbage on to their baby. And it's not their fault. And this, during my time, I guess, of trying to do part two, I've learned that it's really not their fault. It's not their fault. It's not. It's your duty as the child, as the person that's being raised. It is your duty when you see that and you recognize that, you have to learn to respond to that differently. And that is very difficult to do. It's difficult because little things can happen. Like, I'm talking about little things. Like, you may be blamed for something you didn't do, but you're being blamed for it. And you know damn well you didn't do it, but you know, the blame is placed on you. You gotta learn how to respond to that positively. You know what I'm saying? It's a very, very, very thin line. The line is so thin between emotions and feelings. It is ridiculous. They are not the same thing. And I had to really understand it. Emotions can carry you from point A to point B. Emotions can also keep you at point A. Feelings, on the other hand, in my opinion, rather, I should say, feelings are what you feel in the process of feeling that emotion. In the process of going through that emotion, you feel a certain type of way. Your feeling is what triggers that emotion. But I also believe an emotion can trigger a feeling. So it's a very thin line. And spiritually, we are to control our emotions. So how do we control our emotions and still feel that emotion at the same time? Okay, let's talk about this. I gotta take a puff, child. This is a lot. No, seriously. When you're faced with a dilemma, a challenge, a problem, okay? And let's say, okay, it's tax season. Everybody can relate to this. It's tax season, right? And let's say your check doesn't come on time, right? Your check goes from not coming on time to not coming at all, right? Your feelings go from upset to angry, right? Now you respond to the situation with what? Anger. Calling up the IRS. Where the fuck is my money at? Da 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 da. When, if you actually respond positively to the situation, you're actually able to change the situation in your favor by controlling your emotions. Okay, your check went from coming late to not coming at all. Call IRS, be on hold for 5 hours. You finally get somebody. Hi, hello, my name is John Doe. I'm calling to see what's going on with such and such. They tell you we need such, 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 such. Not a problem. Such, 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 such. Boom. You do that, you get your money. I mean, that's like a simple example, but the bottom line is when you are in control of your emotions and you're able to. When you control your emotions, you're able to respond to challenges more effectively, whereas it'll work in your favor. If it doesn't work in your favor, you have to also know when to let go. And when to know that something was just not for you, or it's just not time. When it comes to your parents and building a relationship with your parents and trying to understand your parents, don't. Understand you first. Understand who you are first. Get where you are first. Know that it is not your fault, the things that have happened to you, it is not your fault. But when you grow up and you begin to manifest these things, it becomes your fault. Because whether or not you know you're manifesting it, you have to understand we manifest good, bad, or indifferent. We get everything we ask for. Our subconscious mind works without us even knowing. It works when we're sleeping. So if our unsubconscious mind, excuse me, does this, if our unsubconscious mind works when we're sleeping, think about this. It is of benefit of you to take out the negative things and replace them with positive things. Replace them with positive thoughts. That shit don't happen overnight. I'm still in the process of taking negative things out of my unsubconscious mind because I want to be able to attract everything that I know I deserve. And in order for you to do that appropriately and still have your happiness. Because let's be very clear, just because you have things physically does not mean that you're happy. You have to already be happy. Genuinely happy. And in order for that to happen, you have to literally dig into your unsubconscious mind. You have to face all of that treacherous things, all of them treacherous things that you've been through, all of the pain, the abuse, the hurt. And you got to get it out. If you got to go by a body of water, scream, cry, beat on your chest just to get it out, you got to get it out. If you got to write love letters to yourself, you got to get it out. These is coping techniques. These are things that you do to help you cope. If you got to put a chair in front of you and talk to that chair as if the person that did something to you is sitting in that chair and you say what you want to say to that chair. Listen, if you got to speak inside of a toilet to get it out and then flush it, listen, you got to do what you got to do. The goal is to balance mind, body, soul. That is the goal. You can have a thousand and one objective, but your life's goal, if not anything else, should be to balance mind, body, and soul. How you do one thing is how you do everything, baby. I had to learn that, child. What? I had to learn that. How you do one thing is how you do everything. And I didn't like how I was doing certain things. I didn't like how I was doing things. So I went back to my drawing board and I said, you know what? Nope, I'm going to do this differently. Nope, I'm going to do this differently. Nope, I'm going to do that differently. I'm going to push myself. I'm a slave to nothing and no one, not even myself. Get up and do the work. Do the work. If it is depression you are facing and you're trying to heal from being raised by toxic parental figures, get up and do the work. Do the work. Sitting there soaking, feeling sorry for yourself, making everybody else miserable, that shit don't help. It don't work. You're carrying that generational curse, because then now you're going to pass that on to somebody else. Come on, man. We don't want to do that. We're not doing that. We're not doing that. We're not. We're better than that. You're better than that. I know you are. I know you're better than that, because I know that God don't make no mistakes on anyone. But when we get here, shit happens. Life's real. Shit happens. It's a lot of things to cope from. It's a lot of evil people. You understand? And I'm not saying that you got to be perfect, but you got to do the work. You got to put in the effort. You got to make the effort to be better, to do better, to want it. Because if you fail, you have to look at your child or whomever you're raising. If you're raising anyone, you have to look at them. They are a direct reflection of you. And in order for them to even be better, you have to break that cycle. That's why you can't worry about how your parents did you and what your parents done to you. And what you can't worry about that. You have to literally forgive them, forgive yourself for holding that, and let it go. It's easier said than done. Trust me, I know. I know it's easier said than done. But at this point in time, I love my mama so much. And I'm so grateful. I'm grateful for her. And it took me years to get here. Don't allow that to take you years. And if it's already taken you years, it's okay. It's okay. The process of change is inevitable. Everybody relapses. Everybody, whether it's a substance abuse, an emotion, whether it's depression, whether it's a behavioral problem, whether it's a medical problem, everyone relapses. It's okay. Stop beating yourself up. But start believing that you're capable. Start believing that you're able. Start believing that you're beautiful. Start believing that you're capable. Start believing that you're capable. Start believing that you're able. Start believing that you're able. You have to believe in yourself. You have to. It is imperative. It is conducive to your nature and your development. And I'm going to keep saying that. You have to believe in yourself, because if you don't, then you're failing. That's when you fail. That's when you begin to fail, is when you don't believe in yourself. I'm saying believe in yourself. I'm not saying become a goddamn narcissist. Don't look in the puddle of water and fall in. Don't look in the mirror and crack your face. That's not what I'm saying. Look in the mirror and believe that you're beautiful. Believe that you're worthy. Believe that you got this. Man, you got this. I got this. Say to yourself, I got this. Come on, I got this. I got this. I got this. I know it's not easy. I'm a living testament. I'm a walking testament. I know it's not easy. All of us have a story to tell. Tell your story. It's taken me time and it's taken me years to tell my story. I've been afraid for so long. For so long I've been, and then I look like, what the hell have I been afraid of? What have I been afraid of? There's nothing to be afraid of. Whatever is for you is for you. It's going to come to you. That's with all the goodness, but you have to believe that all the goodness you deserve. Okay? Ciao. I'm just sitting down in a chair, rocking back and forth with my phone in my hand, sitting by the window, talking to y'all. Well, feeling like I'm talking to y'all. I am here. I want everybody to be beautiful. I want everybody to be at peace. I want everybody to be healed. I guess I'm this is my job. Not I guess, this is my job. To help people. To get them to think differently, to think more. To push them to their greatness. While I continue to push myself to my greatness, okay? The best thing you can do for a poor person is not be one. And believe it or not, that is absolutely true. Energy is consistent. Energy is everything. Energy is everywhere. Your blessings will roll off of you onto somebody else without them even blinking. It is possible, but you got to be genuine. You got to be genuine. And being genuine is very easy. I love it. I love it. I've always been genuine. At least I thought so. Being genuine is not only confessing your tongue to yourself, to your ancestors, to Ra, to God, whomever your source may be. Because listen, I don't judge at all. I'm not with all of that. I love everybody. Except the oppressors. We ain't talking about that. That's a whole other story. They don't get my love. They don't get my love. They get my forgiveness. And yes, forgiveness is a part of love, but I feel like being petty somewhere. However, though, on a serious note, to love yourself unconditionally is to love everything and everyone. And to even get to that point is difficult. Because as forgiveness is a part of love, it is difficult to forgive at times. It is. That's why you cannot worry or focus on what does not serve you. That's how you have to focus, not worry, on what serves you. Okay, I'll repeat that again. If I can remember what the hell I said. You have to focus and not worry what is for you. I said it right the first damn time, okay? Just rewind it back a few seconds, you'll get it. Okay, when a set is on her shit, a set is on her shit. You understand? You gotta catch it when it's good, okay? I'm always be myself. Hey, listen, it's been 25 minutes. I thank you for lending me your ear. I thank you for allowing me into your space, into your hearts, and into your spirits. I give you the biggest spiritual hug and kiss, mwah, possible. I wish you healing. I don't know if I said that already, but I'm going to say it again. I wish you healing. I wish you love. I wish you peace. I wish you understanding and understanding. I wish you all everything and nothing. People don't understand when I say that. I am everything and nothing. And let me just address that real quick. In the universe, there's everything and there's nothing at the same time. There's either the darkest of darks or the lightest of lights. You can't see in either one of them with both eyes. It's only one eye you can see with. So being everything and nothing on a physical standpoint is having the knowledge of everything, but approaching everything as if you know nothing at all. So you're always able to continue to learn and continue to teach and continue to coach. When you carry this energy as if you know everything, no one can tell you anything. You're seeing with both eyes and not with that one. That means that you're blinded. Okay? So, now that that's cleared up, this is Aset Oriaka. You've tuned in to Life's Real Podcast. I love you so very much. I want you to heal so very much. After healing, there's another process, because now you have to maintain that and you have to become whole. But it's a process within a process within a process, and you are a system within a system within a system. So take your time. Take it easy. Be all right with yourself. Take care of yourself. Love you. Honor you. Don't wait for somebody else to do it. Don't look for somebody else to do it. You do it. For you. Because then it'll be easier for you to give it to everybody else. When you're walking down a block, people are just going to feel it. But you got to stand in your truth. You got to stand in your power. You got to know who you are. Follow that path. That's not the path that everyone is on. That's the path where it's kind of lonely. And it's okay. I'm here if you need me. You can DM me anytime. At therealasset.com. At Life's Real Podcast. We in this together. It's on us. Make a change. Be the change. Peace.